Kevin looks at the cycles of the planets, looks at the cycles of the seasons, and he puts those together to make weather forecasts. He's also a climate change skeptic. But sometimes it's worth having a quick look at alternative and different points of view, and he's got his very own point of view about what's happening at the Arctic and Antarctic ends of the planet. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning to you all.
All right, so you put out a forecast every 3 months, funnily enough, a seasonal one, so let's go through the summer one. Now, while perhaps the news has been focusing on some fairly warm weather, call it, in the central climes of Australia, you've been looking at the far south and the far north of the planet. What's going on there?
Over the last few months, we've had record sea ice down at Antarctica again, breaking all records that were set last year. We exceeded 20 million square kilometres of sea ice down there this year. And the global average at the moment is just a tad over the average of the last 38 years. And we've seen the Arctic sea ice go from the lowest point it's ever been about 3 years ago up to the average point of where it has been for the last 30 years.
So what does Antarctic sea ice have to do with our weather?
Okay, coming back to the Antarctic, the more sea ice we have around the Antarctica, the colder the air temperature is in the south and the drier it is. So I've noticed, anyway, I don't know that very many other people have, but I've noticed that when you have growing sea ice years down in Antarctica, you generally have drier years here in the Murray-Darling Basin in particular.
Okay, so what we expect is preferably to have nice moist air in the south, sort of blowing up with changes, and it's just not happening.
That's right. Over the last 12 months in particular, we've had a lot of cold water between Australia and Africa, and that's been killing off all our cold fronts and low-pressure systems.
Something I think most of us have heard of is El Nino, and there's been this really long conversation for the last 6 months about will it be forming, won't it be forming? What's it going to do over the next 3 months?
I believe we can see the early signs of El Nino starting to break down in the graphs that I look at. So I think by the end of summer, we've seen the worst of El Nino and we'll be starting to slow move back towards La Nina, which should kick in late this year or early next year.
And what's that going to do for the summer?
Very little for this summer, because this summer's already set. And we've got a lot of cold water over top of Australia and right round Queensland coast down and around New Zealand. So we're likely to have blocking highs and very hot temperatures.
And you also watch the planets. So you talk about the thing called a lunar air tide. What's the cycle going to be doing for the next 3 months there?
It's on the wane now. It peaked on the 24th of November. So each 28 days from the 24th of November, we'll have a surge in rainfall. So we should get our best rain in just the week before Christmas and again in mid to late January.
Okay. And so how wet will those two events be?
About average.
About average, which is what? Just enough to annoy farmers by bringing up some summer weeds?
That's right. It's not very beneficial to very many people. Some of the loosened growers will be quite happy with it.
Okay. And that's the summer then, is basically a couple of average falls, but overall an above average or a below average year, a summer?
Overall below average, because I believe February will be quite dry, and also March and early April.
Okay, well, I was going to say, well, that's the 3 months that you're predicting. What's going to happen in autumn?
I believe we'll have quite good rain in autumn, but it'll be much shorter than it was last year. Right? It'll kick off around about the middle of April, and again, we'll get our best rain in the middle of May, and we'll have another small rain in early June.
And are you prepared to talk about the growing season and the finishing season next year? We're only 6 to 12 months ahead, but that's all right.
If El Nino keeps going at weak state, I think we could see another repeat of a very dry spring.
Okay. And you see factors beyond the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere driving this dryness, don't you?
Look, I've got to make this very clear. Carbon dioxide has got very little to do with our weather and our climate.
What does then?
The sun. The sun has been in decline for the last 30 years, and that's why our rainfall's been declining likewise.
You better clarify what you mean by the sun in decline. It's not going to switch off next week or anything, is it?
No, but it is going through a 200-year low point over the next 30 years, and that will bring in massive droughts across Australia over the next decade or two.
Okay, so you'd expect cooler to be damper because there's not as much evaporation, but why would the sun losing its intensity cause dry?
Because it ceases to blow away all the cosmic particles from outer space, from exploded stars, which are very dirty, and the end result is more of that material comes into our atmosphere, and our atmosphere becomes more reflective, and our atmosphere then blocks the sun's radiation coming in greater amounts.
So back to those ice caps, you believe that they act like big mirrors?
Not just yet, but I expect we'll go back to the sort of temperatures that we had in the early 1800, between 1790 and 1820.
Okay. So in that case, a lot of people are saying we need to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels, coal and all the liquid versions and gas versions as well.
More propaganda.
Do you not think that it's actually not a... No matter what's happening to the climate, isn't this idea of becoming a bit more self-sufficient and going for a range of different energy sources a good thing?
Yes, it's a good thing, but it's not the driver of our climate.
Okay, no worries at all. You can find out more about what Kevin Long thinks at thelongview.com.au. But I think that to put it in general, a similar year to this year with a reasonable beginning to the season in autumn, but not a good finish come spring, early summer.
That's about the summary of it.
Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you all.
Kevin Long, thelongview.com.au. Kevin observes all this stuff, and you can find out there as well.